Lester Holt will be sitting in the anchor seat for NBC Nightly News, at least for now. Over the weekend, Brian Williams announced he's taking a voluntary leave of absence from the broadcast while the network examines his false story about a wartime experience in Iraq.
So what's next? Can Brian Williams save his career? Well, joining us, Brad Phillips, expert in crisis management, the author of the Mr. Media Training blog. It's always good to talk to you, Brad. Thanks so much.
Good to be back with you, Sean.
Okay, first question is this a good idea that Brian Williams is taking time off, and how can he use it to his advantage?
I think so. I think what has to happen immediately is NBC needs to launch an investigation. Now, they say that they've launched a fact-finding mission, which is different, I suppose, than an investigation, but it's being led by the head investigator of the NBC investigative unit. So no matter what the results of that will be, it will always be called into question that the person leading the investigation into Brian Williams was on NBC's payroll. So what I maintain is NBC has to have an internal and external investigation and pledge to make the results of both of those publicly available, because bloggers and journalists are digging up all sorts of other stories they allege that he produced some sort of misinformation in. And if NBC can be seen as leading the pack and getting that information out first, then their credibility will be greater, especially if it validates the previous reporting of Brian Williams.
Well, if he comes back before that, and presumably he would, what do you think the reaction is going to be in the media world, and how far will it reverberate?
Well, I'm not so convinced he's going to come back before the fact-finding or investigation is completed. I'm not sure what motive NBC would have to bring him back. At the very least, Brian Williams has to publicly explain how these mistakes happened. Up to this point, the only thing that he said is that he conflated prior events, that he misremembered events that took place in the past. Obviously, that's been met with public derision. People really aren't buying that excuse. It doesn't meet the smell test, and that's especially true because all of a sudden it looks like that misinformation or misremembering may not be confined to that single incident. There are allegations that there may have been bad reporting from Hurricane Katrina, from Haiti, about Hezbollah. Even over the weekend, we learned that some stories he's told about saving a puppy in a fire are coming under attack. Now, the truth is we don't know all of those details yet, which is why I think it's so important that NBC investigate that, because it's hard to know if he can come back to the air until we know the facts of the previous reporting. Did he get some of that information wrong or not?
Now, one thing that happened over the weekend, he did decide to cancel an appearance with David Letterman, something that you came out right away and said, hey, you know, this is like the first thing you ought to do. Does he really need to stay off the radar completely here in the next few weeks?
You know, it's a bit of a cynical view, and yet in the way that today's news cycle operates, it's also a pretty obvious one, which is that by tomorrow, some other story will come and fill the news vacuum. So that's why I say NBC doesn't have to rush in getting him back on the air. Brian Williams, by taking himself off the air, by canceling his Letterman appearance, has allowed there to be time for some other story to come up, as it inevitably will. And I think they can use that time to do the investigation that will, from NBC's perspective, and certainly for Mr. Williams's, hopefully validate his position that he's been an honest reporter. In terms of the Letterman appearance, I think it was the right call to cancel. One of the things I wrote about on the blog is the first post-crisis interview, especially in this case, shouldn't be with a comedian, even a comedian that can be tough in his questioning like David Letterman. It has to be with a tough journalist.
All righty. Thanks so much, Brad.
Appreciate Thank you, it. Hillary.
That's Brad Phillips, author of Mr. Media Training Blog.
We'll check your Wall Street numbers next.